Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. You're watching Eastern Sierra Now, the news that's as fresh as the mountain air and occasionally just as unpredictable. Today, we've got a lineup that covers everything from local updates that matter to sports that will make you cheer and weather that'll make you question your wardrobe choices. Before we dive in, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth, keeping you hydrated, recovered, and ready to tackle anything from a trail run to, let's be honest, a long Monday. And hey, it also happens to be National Double Cheeseburger Day. So if you're wondering what's for dinner, well, the calendar may have already decided for you. The Northern Inyo Healthcare District is hosting a free community event titled Breathe Easier, Diagnosing and Treating Allergic Rhinitis, or hay fever. The Healthy Lifestyle Talk will be presented by Dr. Ann Gazier, a family physician, on Tuesday, September 16th through 6 p.m. at NIHD's Birch Street Annex in Bishop. Allergic rhinitis, often called hay fever, is common across the U.S., but Eastern Sierra presents special challenges. Local winds, native plants like sagebrush, rabbitbrush, and juniper, plus fall grasses and weeds, contribute to higher seasonal pollen levels. Symptoms can include sneezing, congestion, itchy eyes, and when left untreated, the condition could affect sleep, work, school, or even exacerbate asthma and sinus issues. Dr. Gazier is well positioned to address these regional concerns. She trained under Dr. William Beck, a Bishop allergist, to deliver allergy testing and treatments suited specifically to this environment. Dr. Gazier has been practicing at NIHD since 2013 with focus on pediatric care, among other services. For those interested in attending or seeking more information, NIHD recommends visiting their website or calling 760-873-5811 extension 3415. Disabled Sports Eastern Sierra, which for more than 20 years has provided adaptive recreation programs for people of all ages and abilities, will now go by Access Mammoth. The nonprofit was founded in 2003 by Kathy Copeland to start an adaptive ski program at Mammoth Mountain. It became known as Disabled Sports Eastern Sierra when it joined the National Disabled Sports USA Network in 2005. Over the years, the organization expanded beyond winter sports to offer year-round programs, including snowboarding, mountain biking, paddling, climbing, and more. According to Executive Director Marissa Gerlich, the change was prompted in part by evolving perceptions and language around disability. What was once seen as a neutral descriptor is now seen by some participants or their families as carrying a negative connotation when used as a label. The organization says its mission remains the same, breaking down barriers to participation in adaptive sports so that no one is excluded from outdoor adventure. The discussion about a new name began in spring of 2024, and input was gathered from staff, board members, volunteers, participants, and families. Eventually, Access Mammoth was selected as the new name. Despite the name change, the organization emphasizes that it is still the same entity with the same core goals and leadership. Programs and services will continue year-round under the Access Mammoth name, serving the Eastern Sierra region. Need to bounce back faster in the High Sierra? Meet Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration, your stop for wellness recovery and peak performance. At Peak IV, whether you're just arriving at altitude, coming off a big hike, or recovering from a wild night out, they've got you covered. They offer IV therapies, including altitude relief, wellness, athletic recovery, hangover help, the supreme super immunity, and more. Regenerative medicine options like stem cell therapy and peptide therapy, and a full suite of services for beauty and aesthetics. Facials, microneedling, chemical peels, and Botox. Bonus, there's an oxygen bar. You want relief from altitude fatigue or just a boost? Step in, breathe deep, feel better. So next time you need hydration, healing, or to feel like, well, your best self in the mountains, stop by Peak IV, because here, it's not just about surviving altitude. It's about thriving in it. With winter on the horizon, the Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center, or ESAC, is moving into its seasonal preparation phase. This last weekend, ESAC took part in the Mammoth Tough event. It was a public event featuring a gravel race, a beer mile, music, and proceeds from drink sales benefiting ESAC. Upcoming ESAC has its annual kickoff and fundraiser scheduled for November 22nd at Canyon Lodge. On the same day, early season snow and avalanche workshops will take place during the afternoon in Mammoth Lakes, followed by evening festivities. Additionally, ESAC's online store is currently offering merchandise, including a restock of touring hats planned for fall 2025. Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is always here for our community. If you're able, we highly encourage you to support the organization however you can. Here are the traffic advisories scheduled to affect the region this week. Access to Tusu Lane from US 395 will be unavailable starting today for drainage replacement and a part of the Meadow Farms ADA project. Also, in Inyo County, work will be on State Route 168 West Line Street for overnight utility work starting at 6 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, eastbound traffic will be shifted to the center lane during work hours. In Mono County, work is expected to begin on US 395 near Walker for fiber optic cable installation. During work hours, one-way traffic control is expected. On State Route 203, intermittent lane closures will take place today and tomorrow while crews are completing utility work. Additionally, overnight utility work will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, during which one-way traffic control is expected. And on US 395 near Levining, crews will be working to cross wires over the roadway overnight, with traffic breaks and delays expected. Those are all the new projects scheduled to start work this week. But keep in mind, several ongoing projects may also impact your drive to work, including the Bishop Pavement Project, the Fish Springs Pavement Project, and the Rush Creek Chip Seal Project. For a full list of traffic impacts, be sure to check out EasternSierraNow.com. And as always, be extra cautious when driving through work zones. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. It's time for a look at this week's events. Up first, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce is holding a nonprofit coalition meeting discussing fundraising this evening at Saracoso's Mammoth campus starting at 4. Distant Brewing is also holding their weekly open mic night event starting at 6 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing will be holding their weekly trivia night starting at 6:30 p.m. And looking ahead, the Bristlecone chapter of the California Native Plant Society will be hosting postdoctoral researcher from US Berkeley, Dr. Diana Macias. The event will focus on preserving the pinon woodlands from seed to stewardship and will take place next Monday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Jill Kinmont Booth School. And the following weekend, Sunday, September 28th, join the Inyo Mono Cattlewomen for the second annual Owens Valley Ranch Roundup event at Yubarin Ranch starting at 3 p.m. Tickets start at $100. As always, be sure to check out the EasternSierraNow.com/events page for all the latest information on this region's events, or just download the new mobile app. You know you want it. Well, cyclists, it's that time of year. The Mammoth Mountain Bike Park has officially closed for the season. After another summer of trails, jumps, and downhill thrills, the resort is shifting gears to get ready for winter operations. That means the lifts and bike park terrain are now closed until next season. So if your mountain bike is still staring at you in the garage, maybe show it some love with a end-of-the-season tune-up, because snow will be here before you know it. And hey, just because the bike park is closed, it doesn't mean you have to stop your last-minute summer adventures. Get out there one last time. The Eastern Sierra has tons of fantastic trails. Whether you're hiking, biking, or just taking a leisurely stroll, make some time to explore before the weather makes a real turn into winter territory. That was your last bike report from Eastern Sierra Now for this season. We can't wait to see you back here later this year as we resume our ski reports.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, Eastern Sierra sports fans, time for your community sports update. Proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the lanes are smooth, the burgers are hot, and the strikes taste just a little bit sweeter. Last Friday, the Bishop Broncos varsity team improved to 2-2 with a dominant 53-0 shutout over Burroughs High School of Ridgecrest. They also kept the rivalry trophy in hand. The Broncos' defense was on full blast, first shutout of the season. They forced six turnovers with interceptions by Elliot Duda, Carlos Suarez, and freshman Dom Barlow, and fumble recoveries by Dom Dondero, Jaden McKellips, and Knox Moffitt. Quarterback Emery Dondero had a night to remember, went 13 of 18 for 206 yards through three touchdown passes, and even scrambled for another score. Additionally, Levi Durr, Carlos Suarez, and Dom Dondero all hauled in scoring passes. On the ground, Hunter Daly ripped off 110 yards and two touchdowns on just six carries, and Elliot Duda added 72 yards and a touchdown on four attempts. The Broncos roll into their next game Friday in Fresno, where they'll battle Fresno Central. Let's see if they can keep the momentum cooking. And as you've probably noticed, most of our updates come from Bishop Union High School. And while we love cheering on the Broncos, we know they're not the only team in the area. So here's the call. If you're a student, parent, coach, or just the super dedicated fan who knows how to work the record button on your phone, send us scores. Send us pictures, videos, football, volleyball, cross country, chess club showdown. I mean, if your school's competing, we'd love to know. And if you happen to snag some video footage, even better. ESN is all about sharing those highlights with the entire community. Your team deserves a spotlight too, and we're here to shine it on for everybody. That's this week's sports update, or should we say sports invitation? Once again, this segment is sponsored by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, your hometown hub for bowling, burgers, and keeping the competitive spirit alive one frame at a time. All right, time to talk weather, because nothing says bonding in the Eastern Sierra like debating whether it's jacket season yet. Bishop is up first with sunny skies. Today's highs around low 90s, with nighttime tips dipping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, highs are in the low 90s, low again in the 50s. The kind of weather where you start your morning in flannel and end regretting that flannel by lunch. And on Wednesday, it's still in the low, you guessed it, 90s. Lows in the 50s. Still sunny, still dry, still waiting for fall to commit. Over in Mammoth, expect cooler, with highs in the mid-70s and lows near 38. Tomorrow, temps mid-70s, lows around 30, and Wednesday, highs are in the mid-70s, lows in the 40s. In other words, Mammoth residents are already practicing for winter, while Bishop folks are still grilling in shorts. So there you have it. Warm in Bishop, crisp in Mammoth. One more week of do I bring the parka or just a hoodie? That's your weather update delivered with a side of climate confusion. That wraps up today's report for Eastern Sierra Now, your source for news, sports, and just enough wit to keep things interesting. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and make sure to follow ESN on social media so you never miss a story that hits close to home. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth, for keeping our community fueled and refreshed. I'm Jesse Steele, reminding you that on National Double Cheeseburger Day, skipping dinner plans isn't an option. It's destiny. See you next time.